not a secret. Protected price tag ended up as $100 billion in the account. More than 13 years behind schedule. And it's costing the taxpayers of Washington $2 billion a year, and they're not even fixing the problem. They also have 177 of the single-seal tanks. Workers have been transferred over to the dual-insulated containers. Altogether, holding some 56 million gallons of waste. What does the Energy Department say about it? These buildings are complex. And they cost to the tune of some $13 billion. Eventually, they'll turn the waste into some sort of stable glass form. This is a process known as vitrification. The glass and trim will be put in a stainless steel detainment center for long-time storage. And how long is that? You might ask, what is the half-life? Well, they're not even going to get going on that plan until 2022. In the meantime, you're just supposed to trust them. Trust that they know what they're doing.
Wasteland, Washington. Wasteland, Washington. Wasteland, Washington. Wasteland.
It's on. Old fella I used to get high with when I was young, graduated college, took a job at Hanford, right there in the plant. He knew he'd probably die early from radiation, but he figured somebody had to go keep an eye on things. Environmental Protection Agency is fining the Department of Energy, which operates Hanford, $10,000 each week. In a letter announcing the fines, the EPA said the original 2002 date by which the sludge removal was completed has been extended 13 years. And the Department of Energy has had ample time to find and commence sludge removal.